Praise the Lord. It's great to see you all here in the sanctuary tonight. And anybody that's online, if you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by praising with How Great Are You, Lord. How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing. How great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart that sought and rescued me? How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing. How great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart that sought and rescued me? Is filling my heart as I sing. How great are you, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise. For you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Praise the Lord. A sinner, but I came, pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always kept His word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white robed angels sing the story. Sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing not but God's angry frown. When the heavens opened and I saw that my name was written down, there's a new name written down. It's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. In the book 'tis written, saved by grace, oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by the blood I
sings this song again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. My heart sings this song again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb.
Amen.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand. This a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die. This the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done, and the life's crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old.
Amen. You may be seated, and please welcome Brother John to the pulpit.
What a great song. Thank you for each and every one of you that are here. And thank you for all those that are online this evening. We are now going to take some prayers and praises. And I'll give you what I have. And if we need to add anything to it, you will let me know. Brother Lee, of course, is not here. He's under the weather. And I understand that Lily was tested for Corbin, but she has a anorrhea virus of some kind, and I guess her sister also is getting over strep throat, so we need to be in prayer for that family. And, of course, Brother Lee's father, who has gone to hospice care, he was planning on going out to see him, but I guess now with his condition, he's not going to be able to make it. I did hear from Miss Pat on Paul McCormick. He's walking around the house. I don't know if he's getting fidgety, but you know how Paul is, but he is feeling much better today, and that's a great thing. Of course, Gene's here tonight, and his wife is at the Willowbrook Methodist, and the initial test right now is that she possibly had a stroke. Is that correct? And they're going to be doing some more tests on her, so we definitely need to lift her up in prayer this evening. And I got a word from on Johnny Hyman. I guess he's still in the hospital. I think he's at Willowbrook also. I wouldn't swear to it. But that's Sakura's son, as you all know. And he's feeling better, but he's getting a little winded, so we got to continue to pray for him as he battles this quarant. Now, that's what I have. Is there anything I need to add? Any prayer requests?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gene.
Yes,
definitely. The people in Afghanistan, I know you all have been watching the news on that. Not only the people that are in that country, but obviously our Americans that are there and our 5,000-6,000 troops that are on the ground trying to work that situation out. I know there's been a lot of airlifts that's been going in and out, and we definitely need to be in prayer for that country. You know, we can only think of the type of persecution that is going to be coming around with that situation over there. They say one thing, but we don't know what to believe, but so we definitely need to have God intervene in that. That's for sure. All right. What else? Thank you, Gene.
Need to pray for Mom.
Pray for Miss Vicky.
Yeah, I'm taking her in the morning to get an MRI done.
I told her to stay out of the kitchen tonight, didn't I? Huh? Uh-huh. Okay. Miss Vicky. All right. Is she just feeling bad or? Pains in her legs. Okay. All right. An MRI tomorrow for Miss Vicky. Okay. All right. We definitely will do that. Okay. Whom else? Yes, sir. Tucker's grandmother is having surgery. What's her name?
Gigi.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you, Tucker, for that. I appreciate that. Tucker's grandmother. Okay. Do you know what kind of surgery it is?
She has a stent over here, and it's like 92 years old. So
I gotcha.
She just flew in from Chicago to come here to get the surgery.
Oh, okay. All right. She was in Chicago, but she's here in Houston, huh? Okay. And Gigi. All right. I'm sorry? Yeah, yeah, they do have some good hospitals in Chicago, but we have the best in the heart, right? All right, what else do we have this evening?
All of our friends and family that have COVID.
Uh-huh, yes, definitely. Friends and family of COVID. Thank you, Bobby. Okay. All right. And in light of the COVID upspring right now with this other variances that's going on effective this Sunday, Sunday school as well as our church service would be a mandatory mask effective this coming Sunday. So if you have any questions on that, give me a call and call Brother Lee. Or and Jeremiah, you'll post the phone number for the school, the church, as well as Brother Lee's later. Okay, so be in tune for that. All right. What else do we have? All right, and we want to be, yes, remembering Miss Karen and the family of Brother Bill, who we had his going home celebration today, and it was a great time, great turnout. We're really pleased to have been a part of that. He has obviously blessed us here at our church, and as well as his family in their growth spiritually closer to the Lord. Okay? All righty. Anything else? Do we have any requests coming in on online? Okay, all right, okay, all right. All right, what else do we have? All right, we have any praises this evening besides being here? Amen, amen. Certainly want to thank each and every one of those that contributed today in helping the Neal family and that they came here after the cemetery and dined with us, and we certainly appreciate each and every one that had a hand in that, in bringing food as well as the cleanup and the setup and enjoying the desserts, of course, right? Boy, look at them people shake their heads out there, huh? Amen. All right. All right. What else? Do we have anything else going on? I understand we have 61 students. Amen on that. And that was a great. Pardon? 20 new families. Thank you, Miss Sissy. 20 new families in our school. And 15 of them are in your class right now. Yeah, and that's a blessing. You know, we prayed the last couple of years. that God would send us children, that we would be the ones that would put the seed of the Lord in them. And we thank each and every one of the teachers for the sacrifices, and Sissy, for your direction, for what's going on at the school. And we really do appreciate that. And we're really looking forward to greater things. I think somebody asked the question today, did you find out, Sissy, what was the most we ever had at any given year? And you haven't got that, right? You'll check that out, huh? All right. All right. So now we have a Labor Day holiday coming up. That's going to be on the 6th. And I believe, Bobby, do you remember when is the men's breakfast? Is that going to be after Labor Day?
Saturday after Labor Day.
So that would be the 11th.
Okay.
Saturday the 11th, the men will be meeting for our regular prayer and breakfast. All right, as we lift those up in prayer. What else? Yes, ma'am. Ms. Marjorie? Okay. Maddie's going to be working at different hospitals throughout the area?
Yeah, for her clinicals.
So okay, very good. That's getting hands-on real quick, isn't it?
Yes.
And she's a what, a sophomore this year?
Yes.
Or junior?
Junior.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yes.
It's hard to believe. All right. And you had another one there, a praise? We thank you, and she is pursuing a field in nursing, and at this point, we need them all. We need to be praying for Miss Terry Kimball, who's in Mississippi with Samaritan's Purse, as they've set up a field hospital over there. I haven't heard anything from Vince about what's going on there right now, but we need to continue to be with those that are serving us in the nursing and physicians and protect them, because it's getting real, real difficult right now. And I know recently on the news I heard of a shortage of nurses in the Harris County area. So yeah, I think you're right. I think there's going to be a situation where nurses, I don't think they can turn them out quick enough, to be honest with you. And there's a, not necessarily a retirement, but there's a burnout stage, and some of the nurses aren't coming back because they're so burnt out. I heard one lady say that, I'm sorry I wasted my life in this field, didn't realize. She might as well have been working out in the sun as a construction laborer. That's how burnt out they are. So it can be very stressful, very, very stressful. All right, what else do we have? Jeremiah, you have anything for us?
No.
Nothing to add? Okay. After our prayers here, we would like to have, and you don't necessarily have to come up here, Brother Bobby has a microphone, but we'd like to have you give a testimony on Brother Bill and what impact he had on your life in meeting with him and interfacing with him. And if you would, like I said, we won't necessarily put you on camera, but we'll put you on the microphone. If that's your permission, we would do that. And we'd like to forward that message over to Miss Karen, okay? All right, yes, sir?
I could go first, just on a mic.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that right after fair,
okay.
After prayers.
I'd just like to say that, Brother Bill was really just a wonderful church member and a brother and a friend, and I remember getting to eat his beef jerky and homemade, and it's the best beef jerky in the world that I've ever had. And one time, one of my coworkers at one of my previous jobs was asking us to come pray over his house, and Brother Bill took the time and helped me, you know, visit with this coworker, and we got to go over to his house and pray over his house, walking through each room, and that was just really special.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. So
praise the Lord.
Did they hear what you said already, Jeremiah, on the live stream? Okay, very good, very good. All right. We appreciate that, Jeremiah. Let's go to the Lord. Let's bow and go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. We're thanking, Lord, that you have forgiven us of our sins, Lord, that you have shed your blood, washed us. And, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being by us, with us, and for us. And, Lord, we have these prayer requests, Lord, that we turn over to you, Lord. We ask you to be with Brother Lee and his whole family, Lord, right now. Brother Lee, under the weather, still expecting some tests, and Lily with this virus, and her sister just getting over the strep throat. And also, Lord, we want to lift up Brother Lee's father to you, Lord. We understand he is in hospice care, and we ask that you comfort his wife and the family members that are there, Lord. And may he have comfort, Lord, during this time, Lord. May he know that you are with him at all times, Lord, and that you are easing his pain, Lord. We thank you for what you will do there, Lord. We thank you for Brother Paul and the praises that we received in his recuperation, Lord. We know that it's a long road after a surgery like that, Lord. We ask that you continue to protect him, heal him, Lord. Give him the strength. May Paul be Paul, Lord, that we know of, Lord, that he have enough strength, Lord, around him and in him, Lord, from this. We thank you, Lord, that he received news, positive news about the cancer that was taken out of his lungs on the lymph nodes. And, Lord, that it's very encouraging, Lord. We pray that his next visit next week to the surgeon will prove that everything is going well and that you're guiding that surgeon and lifting Paul up with strength, Lord. And, Lord, whatever happens in the next 6 months or a year, that maybe it's a total miraculous healing, Lord, that there is no more cancer. And we thank you for that, Lord. And, Lord, we lift up Sharon Fuller at this time, Lord. We know she's had miscellaneous health issues right now. Be with Gene. Give him the strength and the confidence to know, Lord, that you are there with her, lifting her up, Lord. We anticipate the test, Lord, that will show that she's having a full recovery, Lord, no matter what it is. We trust you, and we know that you can do it, Lord. Be with Johnny Sikora's son, Lord. We ask that you continue to strengthen him each day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's encouraging that he feels stronger and that he is eating, Lord. But, Lord, may you increase his oxygen levels, Lord, so he does not get short-winded, Lord, and bring him back in a total recovery, that he would be a testimony for you, Lord. Lord, we lift up the country of Afghanistan. We lift up our American troops that are there preparing to leave, preparing to rescue Americans and Afghans that have worked beside us, Lord. We know, Lord, we have 6 days, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you can perform miracles on that. And, Lord, we know that whatever we decide, Lord, that you are in control of that situation, Lord, but we ask that you protect those that are involved in that, Lord, and bring our people home, Lord. Leave nobody behind. Lord, for Miss Bickey, Lord, we pray. She's worked very hard today during this luncheon, Lord, and we ask that you pray for her healing in her legs, Lord, that the doctors find nothing and that she was just tired, Lord. Lord, we don't know the whole situation. We're anticipating with the MRI as to what it will find. And, Lord, we thank you for this young man, Tucker, Lord, lifting up his grandmother, Gigi, Lord, that's come here to Houston from Chicago, Lord, at heart surgery, Lord. And Lord, whatever the situation is there, Lord, that you brought her this way, Lord, and Tucker is here this evening petitioning you, Lord, to put your hands on his grandmother, prepare her for whatever case might be, Lord, whether it be surgery or maybe a complete healing, Lord. And you know, Lord, that we will lift you up for what you can do. Lord, we have lots of people that are affected by this Corbin. We have friends and family, Lord. This variance is that's going on. We're asking, Lord, that you take control of that situation, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we use common sense. We ask, Lord, that we be diligent of cleanliness, of being around other people, Lord. And, Lord, we can respect their area as well as ours, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you be with Maddie, Lord. Lord, she's taken on a career of being a servant for you through nursing, Lord. And we ask that you protect her and guide her. We know that it's a stressful situation for all the nurses right now, Lord. And, Lord, that you encourage her, Lord. Be with Terry Kimball, Lord, as he's with Samaritan Purse, Lord. And, Lord, she just wants to be a servant to you, Lord. We thank you for that. She's currently in Mississippi, Lord, and we ask that you protect her and protect all those that are there to give of their time and energy, Lord, to help in this situation, Lord. And lastly, Lord, we thank you for being part of the going home celebration today of Brother Bill. We love him. We're thankful for him, Lord. We thank you for the man that he is, the man that has loved his family, loved each and every one of us unconditionally. We ask that you be with Karen and the rest of the family, Lord, during this time. Continue to assure them that, Lord, that Brother Bill is in a better place. No more pain. As a song we sang, Lord, that in dedication to Brother Bill, that there is no pain when we're going home to be with the Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, continue to surround us, protect our church, protect our property, protect our school. May, Lord, we use unconditional love to these new families that are in our school, Lord. May we nurture them. May we be the first step in the giving of word of Jesus to them in their life, Lord. We thank you for all those parents that have entrusted their children to us, Lord. May we be worthy, Lord, to fill that position. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do for each and every one of us, Lord. And we give all the honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All righty, Jeremiah, and if we would, Jeremiah, I'd like to close with that same song you sang this evening. Would that be all right with you? Okay. All right. Now, Brother Bobby, you've got the microphone. So, Jeremiah, you is there anything else you wanted to add? Okay. I'll have you come up here in a minute, Jeremiah, and okay. All right, who would like to have a little testimony about...
I'll go first.
Brother Bill, Brother Bobby?
I'll go first since I've got the mic.
All right, Bobby.
All right, I'd like to say, Brother Bill, there's a lot to say about that man. I've known him quite a while. He's always got that look on his face. You walk up to him, put his hand out, shake it, give you that look, because it's everything going okay, you doing all right. And he put his hand on your shoulder, and you just knew that if you told him something, it would be between you and him. And Karen, Mom couldn't be here tonight because she overdid it at the church, so she wanted me to send her love to you, and that she loved Brother Bill also. And I'm really going to miss my 42 partner because it seemed like every time we played 42, Brother Bill was always my partner for some reason or other. But you couldn't slip nothing over on him. He knew who had all the dominoes. And he'd look at you and say, you just knew.
May I ask that you guys were always the winners too, right?
Yeah, yeah, we did. But yeah, Brother Bill is an awesome man, and Karen, all I have to say for you is, have lost a spouse and lost a parent, and you've lost two parents. And lean on your church, and have faith in the people that you love and you've been around for years, and just love God, trust God, and He'll get you through this. And that's about all I got to say.
All right, thank you, Brother Bobby. All right, anybody next? Brother James?
Well, I didn't know Brother Bill as good as most y'all. You know, seeing him at Bible study, men's Bible study, men's retreat, stuff like that. But he was a great encourager. Like Bobby said, he always come up to you and touch you somehow and tell you that he loves you, you know. And he always told me when I took this deacon job, he said, don't worry about it. It just comes a little bit at a time, you know what I mean? Just got to give it to God. And but just to listen to him pray, I love to hear listen him pray, you know, and over the church and over people. And just to like watching him play dominoes with Bobby and them and Brother Carr. You know, I love older people. I mean, you know, you're talking about a 96-year-old man. And I love just sitting there listening to people talk about the church. So I'm new to the church, you know, but he would tell me things like, you know, just how the church is and stuff like that. And Brother Carr, the same thing. So we're going to miss men like that, elderly men, but people like me, you know, that you can grow through these kind of people. You know, I wish I could have talked to him more, you know, when he lost his beautiful wife. I think her name was Dorothy. Yeah, when he lost her, you know, he kind of faded a little bit away, but he was, you know, he loved her, you know, and he lost his sight and his hearing. He wanted to be here is what I'm trying to say. I know he would come a lot more and sit with us and be with us, but, you know, he was ailing a little bit in his age, but he was a man of many words, and, you know, like I said, I wish I knew him like y'all guys for 20 or 30 years. To know a man like that, that's a blessing, and he's going to be missed in this church. And that's all I got to say. Thank you. And I love you, Karen, and I'm sorry about your dad. I wish you were still here today, and I know you too, but he's in a better place. That's no doubt.
Amen. Thank you. Somebody else? Miss Jackie, you want to say something, Miss Jackie? You can go ahead. We can go ahead. Just a short... short message. Okay. Thank you, Miss Jackie.
We very much all love Brother Bill. And like I was telling Karen today, if I placed her daddy right up there with Billy Graham, John Wayne, and my daddy, I mean, they're wonderful. You know, and years back, Will worked with Brother Bill at Todd Shipyard. And, of course, he said he was a pretty tough guy back then. Anyway, yeah. But it was a blessing. He was very much a blessing to our lives. And we love you, Karen. And we're all going to miss him. And we all look forward to seeing him again one day, all together.
Amen. Voice of assurance. Thank you very much. Take a couple minutes. All right, Miss Sissy.
Well, Brother Bill has probably been in our life probably 26, 27 years old, because they came to the church before I got pregnant with Colton. And we fell in love with them, and they treated us like family. And Colton was supposed to be a girl when I had my two ultrasounds. So Miss Dorothy and Miss Karen went out and just bought an endless bag of pink and ruffles. And then he came, and he was a boy. So then they went back and bought an endless bag of boy stuff. But Brother Bill was one, if you asked him to pray for you, he was going to pray for you. and not just that one time, just continuous. Because Miss Karen told me on many nights she went to sleep hearing her daddy pray, and I thought, wow, how awesome is that? We always had a joke, me and Lee and Brother Bill and Miss Dorothy, that if anything ever happened to one of us or the other, that I would get Brother Bill and Lee would get Miss Dorothy. So we all, that's why I always told him he was my boyfriend. And, but he's going to be missed big time by my family. And we love him and we love Miss Karen.
Thank you, Miss Sissy. That was really sweet. Oh, I didn't. Joe, it's Marjorie. Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to say that Brother Bill, when you seen him, when he came into the church, he always had a smile on his face. He always made you feel like you were important. And I just would like to say that he set an example for all of us to follow, how we should lead our lives and how we should treat people and how we should be. And I would just like to say that Miss Karen and her whole family, Brother Bill, has always been a blessing to all of us. Just would like Miss Karen to know that we love her, we're thinking of her, we're praying for her. And just would like to say, Mr. Bill is just a godly man, and we will miss him.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Marjorie. All right, Jeremiah.
Sharon posted something online here. She said, Brother Bill made me feel welcome and loved, and every time I saw him, and always had a hug for me, and always told me, love you, girl. I don't think he ever met a stranger. Gentle soul who I will miss.
That was from Sharon Heiberger. Yes, I appreciate that, Sharon. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I'll take a couple of minutes myself. Let's talk character. Let's talk heart. Let's talk leadership. Let's talk love. Let's talk prayers, faithfulness, and as many other words that I can tell about Brother Bill. Brother Bill, I think Miss Jackie said, you put him in a category with three other people in your life, right? There was a look about Brother Bill that I knew that he was a godly man and that I could go to him in confidence that it was going to be a discussion between him and I in no matter what it was that we talked about. Brother Bill was also one that I would put in a list with Brother Carr, Brother Markin, and a couple of the people that have passed before me in my life. We've crossed paths, and you knew that they had a look about them. They were saints. Now, I recognize that we're human. I recognize that we're sinners, saved by grace. We're not perfect, but he's close to it. I remember praying with him many a times. Studying with him in Bible study was always a pleasure. His addition to us in just being in the Bible study and listening to him say amen, and his input in the Bible study was a blessing to each and every one of us. I think Brother Chain mentioned about we're running out of older men in this church, and they've all had an impact on us about what it's like for us young people to achieve in our lives as we go forward. You know, we may have a different character or a different attitude or joyous and gregarious toward other people, but hopefully we can still have that heart of you can see the Lord from us as we pray with you and deal with you on a daily basis. This is our home. This is our earthly home right here. This is God's church. and we're all part of it. And it was like people like Brother Markin and Brother Carr and Brother Bill that inspired us to do better each and every day by what they instilled in us in conversation with them. I don't ever remember, I think you mentioned, I don't ever remember him having a sad look on his face. He was always encouraging to us. He looked forward to seeing us each and every week. And that was an encouragement for us. Could we only stand next to him as he holds the candle for us as we go forward in our life to the type of man that he was? Karen, we love you. We love each and every one that is in your family, and we thank you that we got to share the opportunity. You got to share your family with us, and it was a great impact on each and every one of us. We will continue to love you. We will continue to go forward, knowing that we've got the inspiration from Brother Bill and your family. We're thankful for that. Godly people. But listen, Bill had a good side to him, a funny side to him, right? He liked playing 42. I hated losing to him. He knew what was going down before I even picked mine up, you know what I mean? And we had great fellowship in the barbecues and the men's functions that was going on. Many, many years ago when I first got here, I remember him being the team of five or six men, senior men in the church that were taking care of the buildings and grounds. And they were here every week or every other week contributing to God's house. And it's definitely make an impact on me that these old men were here doing the work of the Lord. I thought only young people did that. But it definitely can be an example for us, right, James? Be an example for us as we go forward that God will give us the strength. God will give us the knowledge by knowing that we had examples like that that went before us. I thank each and every one of you that gave your comments and love to Karen and the family on how Brother Bill has impacted us. Jeremiah, is there anything else on there that you have? Okay. All right, Jeremiah, we're going to have a closing prayer, and then if you would sing that song again, and we will get a copy of this to over to Miss Karen, and we appreciate each and every one that contributed to that testimony. There's many things that we still could say. Am I right, Sissy? Many things. Love Dorothy to death. You know, but you know, they are examples. They're in better place, and it is a place that you and I are trying to achieve by being a born-again, Christ-believing person, forgiven of our sins by the blood of Christ. So let me reach out to the people that are online, that after this, there'll be numbers on the live stream. If you have any questions about your salvation, your position with Christ, give us a call. The number here at the church is 281-356-6281. If you get a recording, leave your name and number, and we'll call you back. I believe Brother Lee's personal cell phone would be up on the screen. Am I correct, Jeremiah? And he is under the weather, but leave him a message. And if he can't get back to you, I'm sure he'll get James, Ronnie, or myself, or somebody else to give you a call back. And if you want to know more about Jesus, we'll be glad to talk to you about it. All right, Jeremiah, let's go ahead and sing that song, and then we'll have a closing prayer before we leave.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand, this a beautiful home of the soul. built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die, in this land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done, and the life's crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old.
All right. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you. All right. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time to talk about Brother Bill and what an impact, what a love that he gave, and we loving him. And Lord, we want to be encouragers for the family, and we extend these thanks to you as a family for letting him, Brother Bill, be part of our life. Lord, you have these other prayers, Lord. And Lord, again, I pray that if anybody has heard this message and they would like to know more about a walk with you, Lord, that we have them give us a call at the phone numbers that they'll see at the end of this. Lord, we love you. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord, through all these trials and tribulations. Lord, we look forward to going home with you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Thank you very much, everybody.